RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Moses Moody, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Thank you, Moses. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Got two hours, 15 minutes, and then Happy New Year.
I'm a little irritated. Can I share with you?
Of course.
So your daughter's in Mexico on her vacation.
One of them,
TMI, I didn't get that cleared. One of them. And she's coming back. So my daughter's getting ready to leave. And the missus and her are going to New York thinking I could just come to work and say, hey, I need a week off. You coming with us? So I got to say bye to my daughter while they go to New York and do and have fun.
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm robbed of days. Those were going to be days with my daughter. But now
we'll go to New York with them.
No, I can't be started the new month.
So what?
See, that's the difference. You talk about Kuminga. You are... Dude, no, I can't. It's the start of the new year. I can't. So, yeah, I just, like, that's unthoughtful.
Well, Mike.
Like, ask me a month ago. I could have told the boss, hey, I don't want to take nothing off in December because I got this. But now they're going to be in New York, and then she'll go to college.
Well, my kids are in Tahoe starting tomorrow.
But they're coming. You'll see them again.
Briefly.
But
well,
you'll see
them
again.
For a few days.
Yeah. My hug's going to be.
You're done.
Yeah, exactly.
With Milan.
Right.
Oh,
come
I got
Monday.
You.
Come
I got
next
you.
Monday. And I'm kind of irritated. Like,
those goodbyes are tough. I hate those, actually.
Man, Steiny. A lot going on, man.
Where are they staying in New York?
I was so kind of mad. I don't know. I'll find out tonight.
Manhattan?
Yeah, probably.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about our Warriors?
Well, I like what you did, the schedule game. What did you have them, 9-3?
The next? No, you had them.
Okay. Right.
I didn't do it.
Heartbreak, but man. But I'll say this, and your friend, personal friend, B.J. Armstrong, is fond of Jonathan Kuminga. He's got on YouTube, now he's working with the Kings, and said he is curious on how they use him and why he's not more productive. And there are Gilbert Arenas, guys that have played, say what you want about Gil and his whole circle. So I am excited, and I expect Kuminga to be gone because I'm also disappointed that he's taken what's happening here unless they went broke bread and said, hey, you're out of the – partner, I just need you to do this. If I wanted to sell a car, you know what's going to be in the window?
A price tag?
A for sale sign.
Okay.
Why are you not playing the dude?
That's
what if
question.
He had a couple 25? Who knows? Like, why are you not playing them? That I'll never understand.
That's why I think something happened. I mean, I'm not saying a fight. I'm saying there's an agreement or they've told him.
But what would Kuminga get in the agreement, though, if he agreed to that and his representation? I want to play.
Well, I don't know that he wants to play for the Warriors.
Damn.
And like, that's the other thing that we don't know about.
Well, damn.
Like, maybe there's stuff going on where it's obvious that he's not enthusiastic about
being
here.
So he's like, I don't even want to look bad.
I'm just trying to come up with a bunch of different reasons. The reality of the situation is there's no way around the big picture. And, you know, when people say that they sometimes think the Warriors are arrogant or, you know, when Joe Lacob talks about light years, I get why some people might be upset. So, you know, the Warriors won four titles. And
wow.
What they did was they rode a read and react offense to four titles. Beautiful. They had great defense.
Yes.
But they ran, you know who's, do you know whose offense they essentially ran? Princeton's.
Yes, Pete Carril.
Princeton's offense.
Yes.
Okay, couple things. One, it's hard to run.
They're playing Vermont right now, but go
like
ahead.
It's really hard to run. You've got to have eye contact with all your teammates.
You got to be smart, Steiny. Basketball smart.
The only thing harder than running the Princeton offense is defending it. It's like impossible to defend if guys are cutting.
And that's okay. What the Warriors do.
Right. So the Warriors have rewritten the rules to the league. They're now running a Princeton/motion offense. It's complicated. And they drafted two players with no basketball foundation. Period. End of story. So the idea that you were going to get Jonathan Kuminga and James Wiseman, who had no organized basketball between them, essentially, and bring them into, hey, guys, we're running the Princeton offense here. We need you to get it and get it in a hurt. Like, that's crazy.
If I could
the smartest
up.
Player in that draft probably would have had wow. trouble.
If I could bottle up the last 50 seconds of what you just said and went into the boardroom the night or the day of the draft and played your sound that you just poetically laid out, I think that could have changed them from drafting both of the guys.
No chance.
Then shame on them for not knowing knowing that you were running a calculus type of offense and you were drafting guys that went no further than general math in regard to their basketball pedigree. Shame on you for you thinking they could get it that fast.
Well, this is where I think that they might have been on the verge of changing the way they played, and they won it in 2022. And then they had to go all in, which was more bad news for the young guys.
What did that cost you? Your two picks. Them fitting in or getting any contribution.
Yeah.
Or being part of the future.
Yeah, usually when you draft a project, you need to wait 4 to 5 years. Man. I mean, when they drafted Wiseman, I'm thinking, I hope people realize, like Jermaine O'Neal, took him 4 years.
But he panned out, but it was somewhere else, but still. Oh, my gosh, man. I need a cocktail.
Let's go to Deborah in San Leandro.
Hey, D.
Hey, Deborah, how you doing? Hey, Deborah, San Leandro. Sorry. Let's go to Rob in Port Costa. You ever been to Port Costa?
And I don't know where it's in.
It's a good spot.
I'm going to say Oregon.
No, it's in California. It's in the Bay.
Oh, all right.
Right on the air. Right
there.
Up near Benicia.
What?
It's on the water. It's really nice. What? They got a great restaurant bar out
right?
there with the picnic tables.
Goo, I said the same thing. Had no idea where it was.
Port Costa.
Benicia?
It's near Benicia. Huh? Yeah, let's get to Rob. Rob's in Port Costa. Rob, I love where you live, man.
Oh, it's a great little town. It's a great little town. It's that restaurant is great.
It is.
That's a good little spot.
Little secret. Port Costa.
Yeah. Yep, it's right in between Martinez and Crockett.
Yeah,
but it's a way like it's kind of desolated from everything. You got to take a country road into it. So.
Yep. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. I just wanted to say that the Kuminga thing was destined to fail from draft day, and the reason is Steve Kerr never wanted him. Joe Lacob wanted him and kind of forced their hand to take him. And if you're going to take a project, the coach has to be on board with it. He was never on board. He's coached him like he's never been on board with him being there. And it was just destined to fail. The blame should go to Lacob for forcing him to make that pick instead of letting those guys pick who they wanted to in that spot.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call.
And Bob Myers was on the call doing the Wiseman thing, so. I mean, that statement, people referred to it, him saying, hey, I can draft whoever we want, but if the coach don't play him, that was a lot. He was saying a lot, but man, I can't stop thinking about watching the Spurs when I see, and I'm not comparing Kuminga. I am, as far as the future, when I see a Castle and Vassell and those young dudes a part of the Wimby clique in the future, I'm like, that's what Wiseman and Kuminga were supposed to be for Steph. and it was striking, you know? They didn't work.
Yeah, I think if you go back.
And if I throw Moody in there as much as I love, that was too high. You drafted him too high for the returns on the you know, investment.
Ernie Chavez, Super Chat.
What'd he say?
His are only $2.
Ernie.
But
Ernie's my guy.
We love Ernie. Yeah. Guru is more IQ and handle than Kuminga. Because you're 143.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Why don't you give him some points? Give him some of your points or whatever.
No, but when you say, oh, Guru, you got Kuminga underwear, it's not. I was really disappointed in his hand, working on the skill set.
By the way, something was going on with Jimmy Butler last night in the second half.
Go ahead. We ain't talked about it, but go ahead. I saw it.
So he was playing without Draymond and Curry. I think he told everybody, just get me the MF ball. Like he was, and he had something going in with somebody in the fan.
What's his name?
That was Draymond with the old 89-year-old guy. I think this was somebody different. I think Butler was like, somebody said something like, you can't, and after his 1-3, he said, one more. And I almost thought like the guy, Butler's like, I'll go get 16 in this quarter by accident. But anyway, I think it was almost like Butler told.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Told Curry.
Curry was in on it.
Told Curry and Green, watch me. This is how you take over a game.
Curry was laughing because he kept pointing at him like, you see?
Because what happened was Butler didn't just hold the ball. He would pass it and they would always give it back to him.
Man.
It's almost like they had to do it too. Let's go to Jason in the Central Valley. Hey, Jace. How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just a little worried about the Kuminga situation, him taking all the DMPs. I just want to ask you guys, what does that help the Warriors do when it sounds like they plan to trade him? If he's going to have all these DMPs, doesn't that lower his stock around the league? And to me, it doesn't seem like Dunleavy is in cahoots with any other GMs to actually pull off something that gives us something nice in return to give us a better chance at the playoffs. So with that being said, Kuminga taking all these DMPs just doesn't look good with his trade stock.
Man,
what are you guys thinking?
I'm with you.
What trade scenarios what guys do you see coming into the team if we're letting Kuminga go with this situation? Yeah, let me know what you guys think. Thanks,
Chase. Everybody's
available, not named Steph. That's where your partner's at. And this is, speaking of partners, this is why I love who we work with and how we work with them. You got to read something?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This is what you call support. Butch just texted this and I forgot this. He texted both of us, Donnie. Draymond Green specifically praised Bob Myers for both picks, and he was the one who texts Myers before each pick, okay? And then Myers also reveals Draymond texted him and urge the Dubs on who to draft. So when we, I'm just saying, Dre is Dre and he's going to be Dre, but they got power. And so now when we double back and say they didn't work out, you know, you do wonder how much did you listen to Steiny or Butch?
I mean, this is where it doesn't matter. It's Joe Lacob's pick. It's Meyer's pick. It's Dunleavy's pick.
But I guess the influence.
Well, they can either, Draymond either has too much influence, which most people would agree with,
and
think
no
the Warriors
doubt
have handled that whole situation poorly.
Man, Steiny, man.
But yeah, I mean, like, the way I look at it is yes, Steph is Steph, and you got to run stuff by him. Not Draymond.
Well, he's the one letting Steph the cat out Steph. The bag.
It's but yeah. Like, if you really want to let Draymond, like,
it sounds
I get
like
Steph.
There
right.
was some, yeah.
That's right. That's right. Maybe that's why he's still starting.
But what about my
28 minutes a game?
What about my theory on, I'm being real. Everybody's available on this roster, including Jimmy, but Steph.
Well, apparently not Draymond, unless it's for Giannis.
Who's come back, by the way, playing ball. But I'm hurt. I'm just letting it out. It's before the new year. I'll let it go. It's probably one of my resolutions. But, I mean, you talk about this timeline and what you missed. Man.
Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
I'm sorry, Steiny and Guru, but Kuminga is where he needs to be on the bench.
Wow.
You're going to be disheartened by what I'm going to say, but he is trash. He doesn't. If he just had fundamentals, he would be playing. Why play somebody who you're not going to get a return from? Mm. I've watched him for 5 years. The trash practice that I see him doing, it doesn't pan out in the game. So again, he can stay where he's at.
Thanks, Steve.
Why exercise that 20? Yeah, that's strong.
I don't like trash.
Yeah, but Steiny, why give him the 25 M's though?
To keep him as an asset.
And is he? What does that asset look like today?
Well,
if we were
then
NASDAQ?
Start ripping the Warriors because they thought they
have.
Had it all figured out.
Well, they got one reprieve, and that's the 15th.
That's not their first one. They should have moved him this summer.
Man, and what did you or somebody call? What did I ask you yesterday? Can you have a negative asset? Yeah, that's what I. That's an oxymoron. A negative asset. Well, if it's negative, it's not an asset. It's in the way.
You go get C.J. McCollum.
I'll take him. I mean, who wouldn't we take at this point? How many dudes can put the ball on the floor and get their own shot? Melton, Steph, Jimmy, and Pods.
I mean, the funny
at
thing.
At times.
I mean, that's the other thing. The funny thing about a guy like McCollum is I might take him, but you can't acquire another guard for a forward. Like, they can't do that.
We need length. I'm watching Toronto. They just look like Jurassic Park with all those. I mean, man.
Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Hey, Robert. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I just wanted to comment on Kuminga. It's simple for me. Kuminga's just not doing what Curry wants him to do. He's had plenty of opportunities. He's just not doing it. So, and then I think there's been things said by Kuminga's team that the coach just don't agree with. That is, he doesn't want any drama coming from that. So he's got drama. He's not doing the things that he should be doing. So the coach is just putting him on the bench. Simple as that. And I think they're getting ready for a trade. I think they just not playing him because they don't want him looking bad. They want him to be the five-game player that he was, and he wants. They want to present him as a really good player. So they don't want to make him look bad, and he's in the bench. Simple as that. It has nothing to do with Myers. The coach has been given something, and this is all totally Kurt. Kurt makes the decision who plays, not Myers or any of the owner, no, nobody. Kurt, this is all him. And so if my opinion on it, I would play him no matter what. He's an asset.
I'm with you.
He's an asset for the team, but Kurt makes the decisions. He may think that he knows more than has more insight than all of us put together because he's there with the team every day. So I think Kurt is making the right decision, but if it was up to me, I would definitely play him. But
appreciate it, Robert.
I think he's getting
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, look, it's not outside the realm of possibility that the Warriors might have something in the hopper, and they don't want to get him hurt. All I mean, he's kind of been nicked up over his career, right?
Was nicked up this year. Got hurt.
So, that's something that's within the realm of possibility.
But it sounds exciting to Warrior fans and myself.
But he ain't playing if that's the case.
Okay, but it feels like we're looking forward to Christmas.
Well,
and it's not on the 25th. It's on the 15th, soon after January. And can you imagine if it's crickets, if it's Jiminy, if it's crickets?
Well, it's going to be crickets on the 15th, probably.
Okay.
I mean, I would think, but maybe not. I don't know.
And so I know we're getting to the Niners. We have to. This is our last show for the year, man. And it's a humongous game Saturday, and we're going to have some fun. But I got to just double back because all these old feelings are starting to resurface. And Steve Kerr has said it. He's told us he's not having his best year. And while we were out last week celebrating, getting ready for Christmas, he broke my heart. Kerr.
What happened?
When he said the Draymond thing wasn't his finest hour.
Oh.
Okay? Then after the Toronto loss, he gets up there and says, it's my fault. And Steiny, I was throwing stuff. It really, literally wasn't nothing on the wall. But in my mind, I'm throwing the iron and the phone against the wall, shattering glass. Like, what part of the coach playbook are you on?
So
call these dudes out and say you got to protect the ball better. You're OGs, but don't come up there and CYO. Shout out St. Anne's in the Hune, and I can't remember Shasky's one. He coaches and say it's your fault.
What are you talking about?
That's 14, 15 year old stuff.
Guru,
call these dudes out.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Broke my heart.
Okay, let me get this straight. The number one complaint about Steve Kerr this year has been he hasn't found the right combinations, and he hasn't found the rotations. We've taken calls for 6 weeks on that. How can you not know? How can you still be holding tryouts? Okay, now we're 33 games into the season, and he says, yeah, I didn't do a good job. I haven't done a good job with the rotations. He's not supposed to say that?
No, I'm saying the Frankenstein part of this when Draymond walked off and left the team for dead. And then everything went viral and people couldn't believe that he did it. People that played in this game, blood, sweat, and tears, and then my two cents. And then 48 hours later, Coach Kerr after practice is saying it was his fault. Taking the onus off of Dre. That disappointed me.
Okay, they're 4-1 since.
All right, okay. I got to give Ken Luttrell, who filled in last week, he said, could this be a good thing? But then Toronto happened, and after Toronto, where everybody named Curry could not take care of the ball, he says it was my fault because I didn't have them ready for that debacle. Like, Steiny, I'm just I don't agree with.
So a coach shouldn't take responsibility for mistakes?
You know what? Just say, hey, we got to take care of them. I'm disappointed. We all, including Jimmy Butler, dribbling the ball out. Everybody was flustered. But that's not a time to me, and I'm not an NBA coach. But that just crushed me. How many swords are you going to fall on, dude?
Well, some people think he hasn't fallen on any.
Whoa.
I'm just telling you.
No, I thought he stood up to Dre, and then he takes that away. And that's only lived for 48 hours because he's saying it's his fault.
So you're mad because...
Disappointed.
You're mad because...
He stood up to
Draymond Green to Steve Kerr is like me to Willard.
Dude, I'm hugging you from home. I can jump to you right now.
Deal with it.
I'm in your lap right now.
Deal with it.
Steiny, exactly.
Deal with it.
But it looked like the optics where you dealt with it. And Dre looked like an infant and walked to the locker room. And you only let that breathe for a day to double back and say it was your fault? Oh, my. So Frankenstein lives.
Let me ask you a question.
Frankenstein lives.
So when I came in a day or two after Draymond walked off, and I said, you know what?
You did. I heard you with Evan.
I started to rethink this,
yeah,
and I don't think it was that big a deal.
I heard you.
In fact, da-da-da-da-da.
It was before Kerr did this.
What are you supposed to do if you feel yourself starting to get into a rage? He extricated himself from the situation. There had to be ramifications or at least a discussion. There was. And I guess because of the dynamic that those two have, I think deep down Kerr probably
appreciated.
No, I think Kerr knew that when he called that timeout, it would look like he was making an example out of Draymond. And I think he's got such respect.
Draymond needed to be made an example of with the turnovers.
Well, it was his first one of the game. And I'm just telling, like, I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong. I'm saying I do think Kerr got mad at that turnover, called a quick timeout. Okay. Draymond said, what the hell, man? That's my first turnover of the game. And he came to
the last four. Go ahead.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just
13
telling
in the last two, you know?
Right, but he only had one in the game where Kerr called the timeout.
Yeah, but the 13 went unchecked, so Kerr said, I've reached my point, Kerr, like, let that breathe. He's okay.
Draymond to let something breathe?
No,
like,
I'm
this
telling
is where
Coach
you're in
Kerr.
Fantasy
I'm
land.
I'm telling Coach Kerr
well,
to
that's
let,
why he apologized.
Don't apologize, okay. Is my point.
Okay.
Who's he to apologize to? And you had 100 turnovers in two games.
The point is,
that's what I'm saying to you, partner. You don't need to apologize.
I think Steve Kerr knew he did something that triggered Draymond Green.
Or he let something fester, like it feels like it's been forever, and he'd been turning the ball over the previous two games, and Kerr didn't say a damn thing, and I feel like he had a license to say something if it was just one turnover. You know how relationships go. Sometimes, you know what, this chicken tastes too salty. And you go off, but you're going on off of for something that happened 2-3 days ago. My point, partner, is Kerr was in the right, and he finally stood up
that,
to Frankenstein
Goo.
And apologized.
Goo, there's too much unknown information to say somebody was right and wrong.
What part do you, where are you slow at?
Draymond was wrong for walking off the bench, but I think Steve Kerr knew that he did something that triggered Draymond.
Draymond's the sheriff, and he shouldn't be. And I'm not going to run down the
rap
sheet.
Well, it's too late for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, Jordan Poole, no discipline. Okay. You're there ring night. This thing is running rampant. It's out of control, and it was refreshing to see
it. It's been that for 15 years. I'm glad to see it. Finally see it.
Well, I thought I had a day in the sun when that happened, and Kerr was exercising his coaching credentials, and then to find out 48 hours, I hear Kerr say, you know what? I was wrong. Dre wins again.
I have no idea.
Dre wins again. And I tell you, if I saw Dre, I would tell him.
No, you wouldn't.
I would tell him.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would tell
him.
What
would you
tell him? Dre, you're too smart.
What would you tell him?
It's a turnoff. It's a turnoff. You've got it every way under the sun. I mean, come on, man. You got to understand. Nobody's hating. It ain't personal. I know what you are and where you're destined to go, to Hall of Fame. But does it get tiring that you just, that nobody can check you?
After 14 years of getting taken advantage of by Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, for whatever reason, 3 nights ago, said no more. All right, that segment was sponsored by the Bay Area Restaurant. I'm sorry. Let me start this over. That segment sponsored by the Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides. Experience coastal elegance at the Inn at the Tides Winemaker Dinner Series, January 23rd with Gregory Sellers, February 20th, okay, that's with DRNK Wines, and March 20th with Aperture Cellars. It's limited seating, so you can reserve right now at inatthetides.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You ever heard this tune? Jay-Z, Nas, Black Republicans.
Great song.
Dude, you got to be into hip-hop, man. Your dad has probably heard it. These are bars.
So all the hip-hop guys are Republicans?
No. Play on words. It's two of the best rappers to ever do it.
Okay.
And it's called Black Republican. So when you hear the verses, they're talking that talk about what's going on.
So they're conservative?
We're going to break bread after the show. I'll play it in the caddy. Evan's on it. Why would you... It's your guy. They text him Christmas. So there's some things you talk about with him that you don't even want me.
Usually I save my real basketball takes for Evan.
Well, I'm going to take this time. I don't need the receipts because I do the same.
Let's see. Oh, of course the Warriors are going to miss Knipple tomorrow. Hey, he's better than Edgecombe.
But they're going to look at LaMelo Ball is the one that got away. Because he's playing.
By the way, oh yeah, okay, here. Evan texted me at 4:16 on Christmas.
Well, he called me.
That's Dallas. Yeah. He said, awful game. I said, yeah, they'll likely win, but don't tell me they were good today. And then I said, how done is Kuminga? And he said, Steph and Dre stat line, yuck. Remember the goaltend? He's half my age.
Dude, it don't matter.
So, remember the goaltend that TJD had on Cooper Flagg?
It was blatant.
It was a foul. He got fouled on that.
Because Cooper was bald. Go ahead.
So I texted him, Flagg got fouled on that goaltend. They just didn't call it, so no harm, no foul. Jonathan Kuminga is waiting for the ghost of Christmas future to tell him where he's being traded.
You guys are having fun at JK's expense. Wow.
Oh.
Continues. Just grow up.
Al Horford, absolutely the difference tonight.
He texts me that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he says the Mavs will not be leapfrogging the Warriors.
Well, I'll say this. Okay. If Kyrie and AD come back, AD, I'm so down on him, but I would take him. But I want to take time out to just recognize a two-time champ here at the station in our 95.7 The Game Fantasy League, football league that you didn't make.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The offseason I did. Carter Chickering took down a conglomerate, and that was our very own Mr. Oregon Grandy. And Carter, if you would crack the mic, you were favored to lose. Grandy's got a great team. I mean, a great, great team. You won. We're going to the cafeteria after the show, so I'm thinking stuff on you. He's here.
Yeah, I think I owe you guys a drink for your support throughout the years. I appreciate it.
Are you going to say congrats to him?
Congrats, Carter.
And that's why Grandy was walking around here like he lost his dog yesterday. And I got things going on, so I didn't want to pry. But that was... Yeah. You knocked him off!
Maybe a drink for everyone but Steiny.
Dude, this is the greatest victory.
You're not invited to my party tomorrow.
No, he's already invited.
Yeah, you already uninvited Spadoni, now you're uninviting me,
well, Spadoni's
too.
Spadoni's sick, and he's got those kids. I don't want him running around the house.
I don't blame
him. Here's the other thing. If it rains, it means we got to be indoors.
Speaking of which, can Shasky and Spadoni step up their mask game? Get a colored one or a team with paraphernalia. They got the old white guys. I ain't seen that thing since 2021.
My son's asleep upstairs.
He's beautiful. So both of them are. What's up, baby?
Nothing. I'm just kind of riding it out till 2:10.
I didn't appreciate what you did to Evan.
Like, what did I do to
the
Evan?
The NDAs. You can't just... What if he said something critical?
Well, I wouldn't have read that one then, obviously.
You think?
Yes, I do think.
Dude, you live for that stuff.
Please. Let's go to Brian in Fremont. Got nothing else to do.
We got our draft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, Brian.
Guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say we all saw the video of Draymond punching Poole, but
I don't think anybody's ever seen the video of MJ punching Kerr.
Right.
But we all know it happened.
Right.
So my point is that despite all the documented arguments and not getting alongs of Draymond and Kerr, I think those two guys are very similar. Just hear me out for a second. Draymond is a glorified role player. He's a Hall of Fame role player, like, in my opinion. And I mean that as a compliment, because you can't be an equal with Steph on the court. Even Clay, just an elite level of shooting when he was in his prime, two-way player, you know, great, great two-way player, elite two-way player. And then, you know, he had his couple of years with KD. He's never been better than any of those guys. He's an elite role player. And in my opinion, Kerr played, you know, a similar role when he was on teams. He was an, I wouldn't say elite role player, but he was just one of those guys that was a role player. And he had to come in, know his role, handle business, little room for error.
Right.
I just feel like Draymond's been given a little bit more room for error because of his personality, and so to speak. But like I said, I don't think those guys are too far off from being almost the same person. High IQ players. I know we were talking about high IQ Princeton offense a little while ago, and I totally agree with you guys. You got this amazing system in place where everybody's moving, making eye contact. It's like five players, one brain. But if you're not capable of running in that system, you're not going to get minutes. Like Kuminga and Wiseman, you know, those guys were very athletic. Kuminga's very athletic, strong tools, you know, but just in terms of like having that back end of understanding the game and movement and how defenses react and where you should be, when you should be.
Hey, Brian.
I just don't know if those guys have ever had it.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, that's a good call. Thank you for the call. You know, Kerr's made reference to the fact that he and Draymond are similar in terms of their competitiveness, but the idea of the role player is interesting. And Brian might be onto something, because I think Kerr, like, he doesn't look at Jonathan Kuminga as a star. He looks at Jonathan Kuminga as a role player.
And he's right, because he's not a star.
That's right. And I think Steve Kerr will tell you, the only way I was in the league was I had to be ready every night, and I'd get eight DNPs, but I'd be ready. And like that's what he had to do to stay in the league. And I think he looks at Kuminga, and he's just like, he's a role player, and he's not preparing like I prepared. Or, you know, not necessarily that, but.
But you can always show him, partner.
Show him what?
How to do it.
I think it's naive that we don't think he's been coached.
No. I'm just telling you, but, you know, that quote was telling that he told, and I'm going to say it again. I said it a couple hours ago. He told Willard and Dibbs, and, you know, it's my two ears, Mickey Mouse, but he said he hadn't been around here, and he said it in a way that was like maybe impeding his progress, or Kuminga was doing his own thing, and he's got the license to do that. But when I heard that, I said, huh, how is an entity that you want to be part of the future, how do you not demand him be here in the Bay or work with the field handies of the Warriors or whoever you want him to work with? How, like, my antennas went up on that. So now when you look at the totality of the 5 years and what's not happening and what he hadn't worked on because the handles are not there, I'm just using that as another example, it does make you scratch your head as to, yeah, you're right, Stoney. He's been around Steph, Dre, and now Jimmy, and Jimmy's taking him under his wing, but it looks like it's too late.
It's definitely too late, I think. I mean, I'd be shocked if he's
And when we say too late, what's too late for what?
For him to be a Warrior for any extended period of time. Yeah, you know, it's like Bob Dylan said. Too much water under the bridge. Too much other stuff, too. Yes, sir. So I think we got to do the right thing now. And
Spike Lee.
And
find him a new home?
Yes.
What's the return going to be? And at this point, you'll take anything.
Deborah. San Leandro,
hey.
She stiffed us the first time. Let's see if she's there this time. Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I just want to say a couple of things. Bear with me on Jonathan Kuminga. First of all, I think that he's getting very bad guidance, starting with his agent. I think his agent hasn't really represented anybody. If you go back and you look at who he's represented, basically nobody. Kuminga might be the biggest person that he's ever represented. And to for him to say, compare Kuminga to Scotty Barnes is ludicrous. Because Scotty Barnes produces, he hustles every night, right? Yeah. Kuminga just doesn't understand that you have to play hard whenever you get in the game. It's no way, because nobody can dispute his athletic ability, right? The boy has, the guy has talent.
Right.
But he can't put it together. Somebody else came on earlier and they were laying the blame 50-50. I'm going to say 90-10, and I'm giving 90% of it to Kuminga because he doesn't do what he needs to do to develop himself because he thinks he's better than he is. And people say, well, Kerr won't play rookies. He's played rookies. Look at Will Richards. That's a prime. Look at Pods. He's over the years, he'll give you a chance. And when you get on the court, if you produce and you're playing winning basketball, you get a chance. You get an opportunity to play. Kuminga just can't grasp it, guys, just like Wiseman couldn't grasp it.
Yeah.
I would listen to one last point that I kind of put Wiseman and Kuminga in the same bowl. I was listening to a gentleman that was part of the Detroit organization because Wiseman went there, right?
Yep.
And he said Wiseman, who also had all the talent, he was just seconds slow. He didn't process things fast enough. And Indiana just released him again.
Yeah.
He does not have the ability to process things. And I think that's part of the problem with Kuminga, and that's not going to change. And if he doesn't want to work hard, it's really not going to change.
Good stuff, D.
Thanks, Deborah.
She said 90-10.
Well, she came down your road.
No, that's my girl, our girl. But 90-10 is a bit too strong for me.
Okay.
I'd go, because Kuminga's more, I'd go 60-40, Kuminga.
But the Scotty Barnes thing.
No, I wasn't saying.
I'm just saying what
they mean. And like Michael Porter Jr., even though the Nets are going nowhere, my point is something, Steiny, and Dub Nation, who do we have to look forward to? And I'm telling you, those picks, this what Shasky sent us, it's incredible. It's almost like Dre made the picks. That's for another day. But the bottom line is those were three picks of guys that were supposed to be part of the next iteration after Steph. So when I say Scotty Barnes, Deborah, she gets it. It's not player for player, he reminds me. No, it's what he represents.
Hey, Gil.
Dude's got all the athleticism of Batman and Dark Knight.
Yeah, everybody in the NBA is that way. He's above average athletically, but he's not like a top five athlete in the league. But I'm more interested in whatever Shasky sent you and me, but I didn't get a chance to look at it.
It's Bob Myers saying on draft night,
okay,
Draymond was with Team USA in Tokyo,
okay,
and he was up to 5, 6 in the morning texting, you know, having some input, but texting the GM who they should get. And when Kuminga's turn came up, Bob was saying, Dre was texting him like, there's our guy.
Right.
And Moody the same. So my point is, how much influence he had, I don't know, but he had enough. And he said it, Dre, at times. So when we put that on, it's just funny. When we put that on Bob Myers' ledger and Lakeup and Kirk Lakeup and whomever, you know, Dre was a part of that.
Yeah, I'm not. It's still Lakeup.
I mean, this is in print.
It's still Lakeup's decision.
Right, no doubt.
And here's the other thing. And we've learned this, and I'll hammer this till the cows come home. Those guys don't know basketball. Draymond doesn't know talent. He doesn't know college talent. Hell, Kuminga didn't even work out. Like nobody even knew who he was. See, you know what I thought of right away?
Tim.
Of course he wants Kuminga, because Kuminga can't play. He's 18 years old. He doesn't have a foundation. He won't be able to get on an NBA court for 4 years, which is good because he plays my position. And if that's not the first thing that crossed my mind, I'm telling you the God's honest truth.
Oh, damn. That's deep right there. And
of
course, I just thought about Dennis Quaid.
Green wants a,
any given
wants a
Sunday
project
with Al Pacino at the quarterback, trying to stave off Jamie Foxx, Willie Beeman. But no, that's natural.
He would have been talking the Warriors out of drafting Cooper Flagg.
Wow, because he would have been a threat. Wow, that's interesting, but that's heavy interesting. But we are where we are, partner, and right now they're 17-16, and they're small. They do play defense, and if I hear you, and I appreciate you saying those defensive ratings, and Fitz hammers it home every broadcast, the third,
yeah.
I got you. But, man, you got to hang your hat on something. And right now I'm just hoping DeAnthony Melton and Horford can have the next 33 games, you know, outside of back-to-backs, they can give more. But, Steiny, I'm telling you, Christmas just was last week, but I really believe – what they do with Kuminga, and who knows if they're frisky. I told you that yesterday. That was my word. What are some other guys that we don't even think are even part of a package? That's what adds excitement to the possibility of, you know, something being done, and maybe you got something or some players that you didn't see coming.
Yeah, I'd be surprised. The names are the names.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, I was just thinking about this, too, as it relates to Kuminga. And I know there's a lot of, you know, people out there that like Kuminga and think he's better than what the Warriors think of him, and all those things. And they think that the people that criticize Kuminga can't stand him and they kill him and they're unfair to him. I got news for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. If Jonathan Kuminga gets traded, let me tell you what's going to happen. That's when everybody in the organization will start to go, well, you know what was really going on.
Ooh, wow.
You know what was really going on. I've seen it happen with every
But where
player.
Does that get you?
It doesn't get you anywhere. I'm just telling Jonathan Kuminga fans that when he gets traded and you don't get much back and people are saying,
oh, man,
why couldn't you get more for Kuminga? Then I think that's when our guys are going to be like, right. Yeah, he didn't really work hard. Yeah. It's very selfish.
The whispers will start.
Exactly.
Man, and to think I came into this season, and I said it and I'll own it, especially after the first five games, there could be a scenario, partner, where he is not moved, but that was predicated on him balling and the Warriors balling and meshing and gelling. And they're like, you know what? This dude's going to be here for a while. And now that seems like it's off the table because he's not even playing.
Estimated eyes on the YouTube chat.
You're laughing.
Draymond didn't want Lauri Markkanen either.
Now that.
I'm just saying that,
man. No, I get that.
Let's go
I
to
get
Rod
that.
And let me tell you something. I'm going to my senior year in college. You think I want my coach recruiting some really good high school kids who are going to play in the first
year?
You're
doing year? The Brett Favre on Aaron Rodgers.
Just being honest. Let's go to Rod in Vallejo. Hey, Rod.
Hey, guys. Hey. Dynamic as usual.
Oh, thank you.
I had trouble getting out of my car when listening to you guys.
Oh, wow. Thanks, man.
I want to talk about this James Wiseman.
All right.
James Wiseman, prior to that meniscus tear, was taking alley-oops, dunking on people. He was playing great. After that meniscus tear, how many alley-oops did you ever see James Wiseman getting dunking on people? None. That meniscus tear is a bad injury for a basketball player. You lose anywhere from 5 to 6 inches on your vertical. Look at Robert Williams of the Celtics. Meniscus tear. He was going to be a great center in the NBA.
Wow.
You haven't heard anything from him since. And I blame Kerr. Kerr had Wiseman out there playing against grown men at 18 years old, going up against these centers that were 27, 28 years old. I knew he was going to get hurt. So that what happened to Wiseman has got nothing to do with the Warriors' pick. That's a bad – on that ACL, you can recover and be your old self again. But with that meniscus tear, you're never the same again.
Wow.
What do you think?
It's interesting, Rod. It's interesting.
What if I told you, Stoney, I'm no doctor, but I've never heard the meniscus was a death nail like that. You know what I mean? So I heard microfracture, Penny Hardaway, that was a death blow, but – the dude was so young, he healed, and he went other places and had other opportunities. What do you say to that? But the meniscus is not the death nail that caller was – it sounds like he thinks it is.
No, it might be for Wiseman because they're all different and he's big. bigger guys maybe have more trouble with that. But I'm just interested. I just think it's fascinating that, you know, if there's one thing that Steve Kerr has been hammered on is not playing young players, and my guy Rod said, I blame Kerr for playing Wiseman against grown men. Well. And I'm not saying you're wrong, Rod. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just interesting.
Well, Moses Malone did it. Your guy, I got you. And Kevin Garnett, and who was the other?
Stoudemire did too.
And Jermaine O'Neal.
Right, and you, so.
No, Stoney, it was a choice they made thinking he could handle it is what
Amari
I'm saying.
Amari Stoudemire came into the league along with Moses Malone with NBA-ready bodies.
Not defend. You are correct.
Jermaine O'Neal didn't. James Wiseman didn't. So you got to wait.
But they didn't.
Who?
The Warriors. They thought he could hit the ground running.
He only played because they had everybody hurt that year. And they figured, we're not going anywhere. Let's throw him out there. I mean, I don't blame him for throwing him out there. But what I do think is interesting is after he 12-6, I was like, he's not very good.
It was 8, but yeah.
It was 6.
Let me prove you wrong. You want to bet?
It was like 12-6 and 1.3 blocks. And I'm going to wait here.
Yeah. I think it was 8.
It wasn't.
All right, here we go. Just give me a second.
It wasn't. These are the kind of numbers that stick in my head. It's really weird.
Hold on.
12-6, Goo.
You got it. Well, 12-6. All right, 2 off.
Yep, 12-6.
You never liked him.
No kidding. Let me make sure.
Hold on, Steiny. Yeah, 12-6.
How many blocks?
Blocks 0.5.
He didn't even average a block a game.
Oh, James. Deborah was right. He just got released, too. That stinks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wish any bad.
But the point is, he would have been the next. Curry would have been Bird, and he would have been our version of Lynn Bias.
Yeah. Kind of worked out the same.
Well.
You can never assume a project is going to be.
But, Stoney, there's projects. Like,
that's right.
And the South Side of Chicago, there's 3 S's on that. Moody and Kuminga. Moody played college, but.
1 year.
Would you have drafted him where they drafted him?
Moody's not a problem.
But that is not my.
Yeah, Moody.
Where you drafted him, Stoney, you could.
I don't have a problem with Moody or the pick.
But if I bring up some guys that got drafted in Moody's spot.
But you did, like, that doesn't phase me. Like, it might phase other. Like, I know people are like, Murphy and Sengun. Yeah. Well, okay.
But why are you just saying okay?
Because 15 teams passed on those guys.
See, and you love that.
Well, that's the way, if 12 teams pass on Halliburton.
But if a girl broke 10 dudes' heart and she breaks yours, that don't make me feel any better.
My point is it's cherry picking and it's low-hanging fruit.
No, if you visualize of what an opportunity was.
Okay, so every team passed on Draymond Green. Should every team be ripped for the last 14 years for not getting Draymond?
But you're doing Frank Sinatra. You're doing it your way. What if I said, what if the Warriors would have had Sengun? What if Moody would have been Sengun? Just think about it from that. Forget the others.
My point, Guru, is they weren't major. That mindset. No big was playing for them at that point. Especially not a raw one. That segment... What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.